Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 122 with myself, Trevor Cowley. I was going to say, as always, with Kel Goodman, but last week it was a solo one. And then next week, you guys are going to hear a solo one from Kel. So I can't as always.
I got some heat to bring.
But
what's up, everybody?
As always, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
It's Kel Goodman. So, guys, we wanted to talk about a topic that I think is super important. And, you know, it's a topic that I think is important because we get people reaching out to us quite a bit and they think that we just have it all figured out. So the topic really today is nobody has it all figured out, right? We like to compare ourselves to people that we see on Instagram, mm-hmm. or just you think that if you hit 5 million or 10 million or 15 million, that you're going to have it all figured out by that point,
right?
Which is not the case at all. There's still many things that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis that are problems, that are struggles. So that's
that we're still figuring out.
That we're still figuring it out, right?
It's just levels to this shit, man.
Yeah, there are. There's if there's a ceiling and you plateau, then maybe you've got your ceiling figured out where you're at in your business. But if you're running one crew and want to have three crews or four crews or five crews, you just because you have one crew figured out doesn't mean it's going to be the same with the second or the third or whatever it is. There's always going to be different nuances about evolving in business or evolving in life. It can even get to the point where, you know, individuals that women, for instance, might be following other women on Instagram and it looks like that their house is always clean or that their kids are always well dressed. You know, we start comparing ourselves to other individuals,
yeah.
and we put these individuals on a pedestal where they have it figured out, but we don't. Therefore, you feel like you're less than another individual, which, you know, again, social media is not the best thing to gauge.
I think what you said there's such a hard thing.
At.
I think it's so hard, dude. Because I still struggle with this, right? But and I actually write about this in the book, and it's actually a big piece of the book in networking. And it's like people put other people on a pedestal, but they also sometimes put themselves on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you're listening to these people on Instagram, and maybe they are at a different level, and there's some great things to learn from them. But sometimes people put themselves on a pedestal so much that they start treating other people like shit, or they start acting like they got it all figured out, and that fucks them over.
Yeah.
Right. But then also at the same time, if you're constantly putting everybody on a pedestal, you're to the point where you're like, man, they're just so above my level. I can't even contact them or communicate with them or speak with them or whatever it is. Like, and you're suppressing yourself, then you're kind of screwing yourself, right? Like, so I think what you said there is a super valid point, man. Like, don't put people up on a pedestal like they've got it all figured out, but don't also get yourself to a level because you're going to hit different levels in your business. Mm-hmm. So don't get to a level where you're like, man, I've got it all figured out, to where you're treating people differently or you're above people or whatever, because then that's really going to hinder your success as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe that you have it all figured out and there's really no humility there, then there's no reason to continue to grow,
right?
And so I know when I first started making $100,000 a year and I was young, we think we've got it all figured out, right? We think we're the top dog or, you know, the big shit or whatever it is. But the funny thing about that is I just got stuck at the same income year after year after year. I thought just because it was six figures that I knew everything or I had it all figured out or other people don't know as much as I know or don't hustle as hard as I whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And I would say back then, the fact that I had that mindset ultimately just limited me in terms of what I had the ability to do, because if you think you have it figured out, you're not going to want to try to evolve and grow. What's the point?
Right.
Why would you take on new habits or be disciplined in a new area of your life if you just think that you're the shit or that you've got it figured out. So one, don't think that you ever have it fully figured out in business, because, you know, life has a funny way of humbling you, yeah, and telling you otherwise. But I just think it's a big problem in society today. We look at, you know, we have people that we look up to as well that we put on a pedestal. We're guilty of this.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, I've been afraid to approach people because I'm like, oh, they're at a different level. I remember those days, right? And
yeah.
I don't really feel like that as much anymore, but I guarantee you they're still out there, right? Like, yeah, there's people that I've really admired where I'm like, ooh, I get a little nervous to try and approach them, right? But you got to become aware of it and still push through it. But dude, I'm guilty of it too, but I think it's just a valid point. I can't even imagine, you know, like you're talking about when we were younger making six figures and we did think we had a figure. I can't even imagine if I had enough humility back then to be listening to content like we listen to now and actually applying it in our lives and seeing what works for us. But that's the thing that I think Trev's maybe trying to go here is like, man, not everybody has it all figured out. And even if you do find the answers in certain areas like podcasts or books or whatever it is you're reading, you still got to apply it and figure it out for you.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has like the golden answer for you.
Yeah.
Like, you might just be like struggling with something and then you hear some great experts say, well, you need to surround yourself with better people. It's like, okay, cool, but they can't tell you who the better people are for you to surround yourself with, or who the right people in your company are to fix the problems that you're having in your company. Like, you still got to go figure it out. Mm-hmm. You still got to go apply it, you know? So I think that's maybe kind of where you're going with it.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, again, all it is about constant evolution of self, right? Whether that's in your personal life or whether that's in your business life. You know, again, if you think you got to figure it out in your marriage, you know, you'll get a reality check. You think you got to figure it out in your business, you're going to get a reality check. Your attention has to always be on, you know, growth, but the individuals that are of success or just good solution makers. Everybody's going to deal with problems. The individuals that stick around long enough, they're going to deal with problem A, B, C, D, you know, as they go through all of these levels. And as you develop this skill of problem solving, that's just what it is, right? So that doesn't mean that the problems go away. Again, at 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, you know, there's just because we generate a lot of revenue doesn't mean that we have every area of our business figured out. Me and Kel are more on the sales side of things because that's more of our background. Mm-hmm. Fulfillment side of things is really where we lack and where we're trying to put a lot of attention on our business right now. And there's no business that's perfect, right?
It's been great because we've had great people that are great at that area in our business, but it still can be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the point, right? Is don't think that somebody else has it all figured out. And as you're systemizing things or trying to change things or trying to make things better and you're dealing with problems, that's the same thing that the individual that you put on the pedestal had to do as well. Mm-hmm. So again, and if you get to the level of that individual, you're going to start dealing with new problems.
Right.
Right. But are you staying uncomfortable enough for a long enough period of time to really see the grand results that you want to see, right? I made an Instagram video on the stories just the other day about me and Kel making a very large investment, and the uncomfort level never just disappears or goes away. I don't care how successful we become. It doesn't mean that it's easy to let go of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's not easy in any regard, right? Whether it's $100,000 or $500,000, like we just sent off the other day, it's still very uncomfortable to us. And so the idea is stop putting people on a pedestal thinking that they have it all figured out because you feel uncomfortable in your business or investing. And these guys seem like that they're uberly confident. Oh, yeah, I just invest. It's no big deal. I promise you, they're scared, they're nervous, they've put time, money, effort into growing their wealth to the point to where now they again put their wealth at risk again for that next level, right? And so nobody's 100% comfortable in business. You know, I think that the biggest issue is most people right now aren't even comfortable in their own skin, right? And so what we do is we set goals outside of ourselves to distract us from the fact that we're not comfortable in our own skin so that we have something else to chase.
Right.
When in reality, the idea is, and this is, you know, with age, I want to start focusing on me now and just being good with me.
Right.
Right. We always worry about critique of others. We always, again, put ourselves in a situation where we worry about the opinion of what this individual thinks or that individual thinks. Not everybody's going to agree with you. And you've got to get to a point where you start getting a little bit more comfortable in your own skin and making decisions that ultimately align with where you say you want to go,
right?
Right. If we say that we want to go to X level, what does it take to get to X level, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably going to take us, one, building businesses so that we have enough cash flow coming in to where we have enough money in the bank so that we can risk now that new money that's sitting in the bank for something else greater. The only problem with that is individuals have a tough time giving up what they have now for more later.
Yeah.
Right. And really, the people that you're trying to aspire to be like, or the people that you put on a pedestal, again, they've just stayed uncomfortable for a long enough period of time to have what they have. And you're no different than that individual.
Yeah.
You can stay uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
It's just you're choosing not to stay uncomfortable. You get to a certain point in your business or a certain point in your life, and you start overly protecting what you have now. Therefore, you won't ever have a greater result than that. And that's how you ultimately plateau in life or in business, is, again, finding a comfort level, wanting to protect what you have now versus continuing to build what you say that you want, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you've grown a business and that business is doing well, what are you doing with the money that's coming in? Are you, again, using it for a sense of comfort, a sense of safety, or are you using that for something greater?
Right.
Are you reinvesting back into your business? Are you forcing yourself to continue to stay uncomfortable? In some cases, you can't find areas that you can invest back into your business. And so therefore you have to look external, right? Right now we're looking external, things that we can invest in that are outside of our companies. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not willing to invest in areas of our business.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, we're in the process of trying to hire more staff accountants, more individuals, because, you know, we want to provide a work-life balance. Accounting is a tough industry, and there's tax season, right? There's a season that's really grueling on people. And the idea is to build a back end side of our business to where work life balance is there. These individuals have all the support that they need in order to uphold a certain standard that we would like to see in our business.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have to spend the money in those areas to provide the support to our current staff so that they have what they need to have work life balance. They have what they need in order to make sure that they are living up to a certain standard. So in some cases, yes, there's areas you can invest back into your business. Make sure your business is taken care of.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
But once your business is generating revenue and you're doing okay, and your business is cash flowing, once it's cash flowing enough, you could save money.
Yeah.
And then you use that money that you're saving to invest into something else, maybe something externally. Eventually, you got to get to a point where your money's working for you.
Yeah.
At first, we trade our time for money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to a point where you have a little bit of money, you start a business, and you invest that money, right? Now you're trading money and time to start a business, when initially it's just you invest your time, you get the money. Now you're investing time and money when you start a business. The idea and the real goal is to get to the point where you can now take that money that the business is generating, invest it to where the money is actually making you money.
Right.
So first step is trading time for money.
Yeah.
The second step is you trade your money and your time for more cash flow. And then lastly, you take that cash flow that you're generating from your business that you traded for time and money for the money. Now the money's greater. So what do? You take, again, another leap. And I think most people that are listening to this podcast are probably in the middle. They've already maybe traded time for money. They've started their business. Now they've invested money and time into their business. It's time for you to start looking at what that next step might be, which is ultimately putting yourself in a situation where you can invest just the money and you're not having to put the time behind it in order for your money to ultimately get to the point where it's making you money. And really that's the step that we're at right now is we're in business. The businesses are cash flowing. We have enough coming in to where the business is okay. We have enough money to invest back into the businesses, enough money to pay ourselves very well. And now that we've paid ourselves very well, it's time to get to the point where we send that money out so that it's working for us so that we stop trading time and money for money. And it's just money for money. Right?
Absolutely, man. And I mean, honestly, it's, I mean, we talked about it a few episodes ago, but I mean, we know we're going to be taking a pay cut to go to another level soon. And we have some big ideas that we want to push into reality, but you do got to be smart. I feel like there's two areas that have helped us get to that point. First of all, we've invested it back into our business so much that it's not as scary anymore because we've done it so many times, right? We've taken those leaps so many times that it's like, it's not as scary. You still think about it. You're like, is it a good investment, bad investment?
Investing but back into the business, I think, is a lot easier to do because it's something that you know and it's something that's maybe making you money right now.
Yeah.
It just starts getting scary when you start investing outside of your business, what you know, right? Yeah. Into something new or different.
Sure. Yeah. But our business model has also, and we've also had time on our side now. It doesn't feel like that when you're building.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had time on our side now. Looking back 15 years, 10 years, it's like, okay, we've built a base clientele, a residual model. We've done all these things to where it's like, okay, our model, we did churn and burn for a long time. Yeah. If we would have tried to invest so much into our business, but then we lost certain aspects of our business, we would have been screwed.
Yeah.
But we've been doing it long enough. And so the point I'm trying to make on that is like, some of you guys are doing a great job. You just got to do it a little longer, man. You're going to have a little bit more of that security come because time's on your side now to where you can start making those leaps and they're not as scary because you've built a base clientele of your business or a base residual model of your business or whatever it is. And so if you are running a churn and burn model, like, dude, you're going to be continuing to trade time for your money all the time. Yeah. You're never going to get to that point. So you do want to make sure that you're looking at your business model as well and be like, man, where am I going to be at in the next 5 years? You know, with my business, if I continue to just churn and burn, but where am I going to be at if I implement these things to where I've got like memberships or I've got residual clients or I've got a good base clients or I've got marketing that's just turkey or even, you know what I mean? Whatever it is.
You have it doesn't matter whether it's a plumbing company, a hair salon or whatever it is. What if you implemented something where you stayed in contact with the customer after the customer has that you've already serviced.
Yeah, create right? loyal hey,
just,
customers.
Yeah, you know, 6 months later, a text goes out, hey, just want to make sure everything's okay with that plumbing job I did, or 2 weeks later after you did somebody's hair, hey, how's your hair? Are you washing it X, you know, amount of times per week?
Right.
Make sure that you're doing this or whatever. And again, that's more of an experience. That's more of something that
value
you're creating
give.
A relationship with somebody for a long period of time rather than just, again, show up, do the job and bounce, you know, like always having to get new work. You want to build a loyal clientele base, right? To the point where they only reach out to you every time because you've created a little bit different of an experience or you've wanted to try to really cultivate a relationship with that client or that customer, right?
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, man, like we get people that hit us up in the DMs all the time or we get comments made to us where it's like, you know, oh, you guys just have it all figured out. No, man, we've just been doing it longer.
Yeah.
You guys just aren't there yet too. Make sure you're doing smart things in your business model where you're going to be building that base. You're going to be building that like loyal customer base, that residual model that is going to be worth it in 5-10 years. Yeah. But man, some of you are doing great. You just don't have the time behind you yet.
I just wish online there was like a resume where you could actually see what the individual has done to get where they're at. Because again, the comparison game or putting people on a pedestal, we're just looking at the end result. We're not really looking at the process. But if an individual that you're putting on a pedestal had a resume sitting there that said, started at this job, working at McDonald's, at this, da, da, and it was almost like their life resume of what they've done. Risked this amount of money to start this business, invested this amount of money to start generating more cash flow with, again, just their money rather than money and time, so to speak. If you actually saw how often that they took risks, if you saw how often they stayed uncomfortable, maybe it would make you feel a little bit better in the fact that you're uncomfortable right now. You continue to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And because you're in uncomfortable situations, sometimes you feel like you don't have it figured out,
right,
or that you're different than these other individuals that you look up to, which is not the case. They had to do, again, like I said earlier, everything that you're having to go through in order to be in that situation. But too often, again, we compare our end result today to somebody else's end result. They might have been at it for 10 or 15 years, and you've been at it for 3 or 4 years. I promise you, in the course of 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you're going to have a lot more figured out than what you have figured out today. But that doesn't mean you have the entire puzzle put together.
Right.
The puzzle's just more put together where you understand a bigger picture of what you can accomplish, provided, again, you continue to push yourself, you continue to take risk, you continue to stay uncomfortable. And again, I think that that's where most people plateau, is they get uncomfortable for a period of time, they want to create financial security in their life, and then they get to a certain level and they're like, okay, I don't want to risk this level anymore. Yeah. You know, I'm starting to feel comfortable. I have the truck I want, or the car I want, or the house I want. And so then you put a bubble around that and you're overly protecting it. So you just deal with the same problems over and over and over, rather than trying to evolve out of your old problems into new problems. Really, that's how you get to a new level, is you're evolving from this problem to a new problem.
That's
but
true.
The problems aren't going anywhere. No matter what level you're at, if you're trying to hit your first 100 grand, the problem might be trying to find their customers.
Yeah.
But what happens when you have too many customers? Now you got to figure out how to service all of those customers. What happens as you continue to grow? How do you not let the customer experience slip as you doubled in revenue from 5 to 10 million, or
and
whatever it is,
right?
You're trusting
other people to be a part of it.
And throughout this whole process, you're going to have people come and go in your organization, right? When you start feeling like you're in a groove and things are getting figured out, somebody might leave. That just is what it is. People will weed themselves out, which will cause a problem for you, but long term it probably is going to be a good thing, right? So again, nobody has it figured out. I don't give a shit who it is. I don't care how much they have, you know, in terms of net worth. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's personal life is perfect. Nobody's, you know, parenting life is perfect. Nobody's business life is perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. And I think that, again, we just have to stop saying these people have it figured out, or these people look like that they have the perfect life, or they have this car, or the, you know, jet, or this house, or that. Just because they have those things doesn't mean that they have it all figured out. Now, they have some things figured out more so than you, but they're still, again, learning how to be comfortable in their own skin. They're still learning how to find that next level, right? Because, again, that's one of the hardest parts when you really start making money, is analyzing self and figuring out what you need to do to try to go to the next level. And that's uncomfortable to analyze self. But still, you have to have those honest conversations in terms of where you lack, where you can improve. And that's how you continue to evolve to new levels. Once you stop analyzing self, that's when you will ultimately plateau, whether, again, it's in business, whether it's personal, whatever it is. And again, I only say this because I already know that there's areas that I lack, whether it's in my personal life or in my business life, that I need to figure out, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea really is when we get messages, hey, what would you do here? What would you do here? I have a life-altering decision I need to make. What should I quit this job? Should I start this business? Should I do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what your true intention is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your commitment level is. I don't know enough about you to determine, you know, should you go down this route or should you go down that route, right?
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of people thinking that we have it all figured out, whether it's systems or processes or marketing or this or that.
Yeah.
And we get bombarded with questions. And in some cases, we can answer those questions based upon the experiences that we have, because we might be, again, at a different level. So we might be able to shine some light on that topic in order to maybe help you make a more of an educated decision. But that doesn't necessarily mean that somebody at a certain level has a crystal ball and just everything that they do comes to fruition without struggle, without pain, without uncomfort. That's just part of the process. The people that are operating at the highest levels, again, have just got to a point where they've stayed uncomfortable longer than you have, and they've dealt with more problems than you have, and they've decided to stay in the fight to create more solutions than you have. And eventually, if you're in the fight for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you'll start becoming an individual that has more resources, that can create solutions. And really, when our income level really started skyrocketing is when we said we don't have it all figured out. We need to invest into groups, and we need to surround ourselves with people that are playing at a different level, so that we can humble ourselves and say, there's a lot that we don't know, and there's a lot that we need to know in order to try to get to some of these levels. But sometimes we have a conversation with somebody like, oh, they're just so smart. And we label them just as smart. But what did they have to go through to get there?
Right.
You know what I mean? They probably went through a lot of shit that you're not willing to go through, or the average person is not willing to go through to be labeled as smart.
I will say that I see why a lot of these people that maybe are at different levels, they don't, and I'm not saying this to be rude, but they don't spend all their time in DM solving other people's problems.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had to go out and join masterminds to where we can all problem solve together. And it's a very good thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we've made investments. We've paid people to be a part of their masterminds, to be with other entrepreneurs where we do problem solve together. There's literally time allocated for that. But I can't sit all day and solve problems at my business and then also sacrifice all my home life to answer these questions in the DMs as well. And we've done it for a long time because we love the community so much. But at some point it's like, man, you guys got to get into some masterminds because you can't expect people to like spend their time solving your problems for you all damn day.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and so you do kind of have to make that investment. We've had to make it. You're probably going to have to make that too one day. So if you ever do reach out to someone like Trevor, I, or somebody else, and they don't answer you back because it's a pretty complex problem, it's because, dude, they got a life.
Well, at the end,
get offended.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you have to figure out how to become a problem solver yourself, a decision maker yourself. Yeah. You're not gonna.
And it's hard to take time away from your business to go to those masterminds and be a part of these communities and stuff. But dude, that's where the gains are made.
Yeah,
you know, listening to podcasts is great. Reaching out to people is great if they're willing to give you that time, but if they can't give you that time because, you know, they're so busy solving their own problems.
I look at it as a crutch almost.
Right.
Like, you're not going to have somebody all the time to sit there and help you make life-altering decisions. Eventually, you have to trust your own decision-making.
Yeah.
You have to decide what you want, and does this decision align with what I say that I want?
Right.
Right? Like, we've always said, hey, yeah, we make good money with our businesses, all that, but we even want money coming in outside of our businesses.
Right.
Right? Businesses have ebb and flows, ups and downs. We've seen people run successful businesses for 5 years, 10 years, and then they fizzle out, you know, 5 years later they're broke.
Right.
Right. And so what we want to do, and we've talked about it quite frequently over the last year, is let's get, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 a month cash flowing outside of our businesses so that we have that as well. Right. So we've got our businesses making us money. Let's take the money
stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. And invest that money. But so if our goal is to have 10-15 grand a month cash flowing outside of everything that we show up for on a day-to-day basis, in other words, our money just making us money, our actions actually have to follow through with what we say that we want,
right?
No matter how difficult it is, right? Like I said in that video, it's like wiring $500,000, 250 for me, 250 for Kel on a business venture or an investment. That was very, very nerve-wracking, but it also connects with what we say that we wanted.
Right.
Right. And so I didn't reach out to anybody else and say, hey, should I invest this $250,000 or combined with me and Kel $500,000 in this and that? I'm not seeking somebody else's validation to say, yes, you should do that. Again, the guiding light is what we say that we want, are the goals that we have.
Right.
And if the goals that you have are greater than what you're currently experiencing, then you're going to have to kind of risk what you currently have in order to have something greater.
Right.
And I think that that's where most people get stuck, is they don't have an actual goal that's a guiding light to determine, you know, yes, this is the right decision, even though there's a bunch of discomfort, even though I'm a little scared or I'm a little nervous about parting with this money or making that investment or making that decision in my business to go to the next level or investing in a mastermind. All these mm-hmm. things are nerve-wracking. All these things are uncomfortable. But these, again, are all things that individuals of a high level yeah. of success have had to go through in order to get where they are. And so all we're saying is, we knew we didn't have it all figured out, so we started surrounding ourselves with other people that might have things in different areas that they've figured out right. that we haven't yet.
Right.
Right. If we're in a room of 10 people, there might be a very smart marketer. There might be one guy that's great with systems and processes. There might be one that's just great with investments, right? Right? That you can lean on and say, hey, what are you investing into right. now? Like, tell us about your real estate deals or your this deals or restaurant deals, yeah. whatever it is, right? And so
there's a lot of information exchange. Well, I've had problem solving sessions with Ed Milet, but yeah. I don't hit him in his DMs all the yeah. time, like, yeah. and expect him to like give
respond.
Me a.
Yeah.
You know, all that brain power in that moment, right? Like, it's like I paid for that time at his mastermind.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with, yeah. you know, Ryan and Andy and anyone else that we've been a part of. And so, I guess I'm not really like promoting a mastermind because we don't have one, but what I'm saying is like, if
stay uncomfortable,
don't be afraid. No one's ever ready to join a mastermind. No one's ever ready to make a huge risky investment into their future. No one's ever ready to have a damn baby. Yeah. You know, you have to figure shit out as you go, but you got to be willing to like take those risks even when you don't feel ready.
Yeah. Again, sometimes you don't feel like you have it all figured out and somebody else does. So you, again, stop making decisions that connect with the goal because you question your own decisions.
Right.
Because again, you feel like that you don't have it figured out and you don't trust your own decision making because again, you don't have maybe a long enough track record to do that. Look, we've invested in a lot of things that haven't worked.
Right.
Right. But that doesn't stop us from doing what we say that we want, right? Which is having passive income coming external from our business. So we continue to invest until we reach that goal. And so again, maybe you've tried some things in your business. Maybe it's failed. Maybe you've made some investments that haven't worked out. It's just a numbers game. Again, you do it long enough, you're going to eventually get to where you say that you want to go. But it's a matter of, again, staying uncomfortable, understanding that just because somebody has a net worth of $5 million or $10 million, they don't have it figured out right now. Their problem is how do I deploy $5 million or $10 million so that my money's actually working for me? Because if it's just sitting in the bank with inflation, right. it's actually going down. Your net worth is decreasing by right. the day versus increasing by the day. And so no matter what, there's levels, and you can't get to level one to level two to 10 or 20 or whatever level unless you stay uncomfortable. And right. again, nobody's got it figured out. They got uncomfortable. They made decisions that ultimately connected with their goal. So stop thinking just because you don't have it all figured out or you again put yourself beneath other people
right.
that you lack self-confidence. The fact is, have your guiding light. What is it that you want? And then start making decisions that connect with that. Even if you make some bad decisions along the way, it's better than not making any decisions towards that thing, whatever that thing is that you say that you want, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah, I feel like it's a good message.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of messages in there, you know? Comparison is a thief of happiness, yeah. right? And so if you're constantly just comparing yourself to other people, you're just limiting yourself, you know?
But if you're going to compare how long they've done it. Compare how much money they've probably right. invested into self-improvement.
Right.
Compare how much money they've invested into different business ventures.
Right.
Because if somebody's net worth is $20 million or $50 million or $100 million, maybe they've had to invest over the course of 20 years $10 million to get right. the net worth of $30 million, right? right? Elon Musk sold PayPal, got 180 or 90 million. He invested it all, was sleeping on a friend's couch, basically going broke, but now he's a billionaire.
Right.
Obviously, he had some sort of guiding light or goals of what he wanted to see happen, and he was willing to risk his current situation for something greater. You know, everyone called him crazy for doing that, but now he's brilliant,
right.
right? And so you always look a little bit crazy when you're on the path to where you're trying to go,
yeah.
but you have to be a little bit crazy. You have to, again, continue to buy into the goals that you've set for yourself, continue to stay uncomfortable, continue to surround yourself with individuals that may have information that you don't have,
right.
but at the end of the day, again, that doesn't mean they have 100% of their shit figured out.
Right.
They might have an area that you lack figured out. You might have an area that they lack figured out.
Yeah.
But nobody's got it all figured out. Let's stop putting people on a pedestal. Let's stop comparing ourselves to other people. Let's stop looking at what they have, you know, financially. Start looking at the sacrifices that those individuals have made, the uncomfortable levels that they've tapped into mm-hmm. to get where they're trying to go. And again, That's the only difference between you and somebody else is they've either put way more time, way more money, or got way more uncomfortable than you were willing to. And that doesn't mean that you don't have control over any of those things, because we all have 100% control over those things. We're just choosing maybe not to execute because we want to stay in a certain comfort level, and we're sick of dealing with problems, or we're sick of dealing, you know, with issues, or sick of having to invest money. It gets old, you know, having money and you're watching your bank account grow, and then it just goes out.
Mm.
You know, it's not fun for us either. I promise you that. We'd love to see tens of millions just stacked in our bank account just like anybody else. But again, there's just levels to it.
It's all right. I like seeing assets grow, though. I like when I'm like, true. Oh, I've got a piece of that, a piece of this, real estate.
It feels good investing into your future, yeah. But that doesn't mean it doesn't come with any discomfort.
Yeah.
Right. And so, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. We want you to, again, start focusing on what you have the ability to control. Stop comparing yourself to an individual that you think have it all figured out, because they don't. Every Instagram mom influencer wants their kids to be dressed the nicest and have the cleanest house, so therefore you feel less than, that you're not doing something. Every business owner wants to flex their car or their business and that they have it all figured out, probably because they want you to purchase something that they have. So that you could have it all figured out. But nobody does. There's no secret ingredient outside of, again, just willing to risk what you have today for a greater tomorrow. And if you continue to do that long enough, you'll eventually have that greater tomorrow. Time will catch up to all the investments that you've made, and you'll be sitting in a nice spot. So
absolutely,
guys, make sure that you're sharing the episodes, make sure you're rating and reviewing. We haven't said that very, very frequently lately. I know we were harping on you know a while back at the end of every episode to rate and review or share the podcast, but you know, I think this is an important topic that a lot of people need to listen to. A lot of people need to understand and wrap their head around these concepts so that, again, they can realize that they're not doing anything wrong. This is just a normal process that every person of success had to go through to get where they're trying to go. So we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Keep kicking ass. Have a great day.